In December, studios tend to open movies for grown-ups in New York and L.A. so they'll qualify for the Academy Awards. Then they release them nationally in January. And so it is with two films, The Painted Veil and Miss Potter, one from a novel by W. Somerset Maugham, the other about the life of the author and illustrator of Peter Rabbit, among many other animal stories. Film critic David Edelstein reviews both films.
In movies, there will always be an England. That is, a Victorian or Edwardian England, of bustles and derby hats and sexual tension barely masked by formal manners. There'll always be an England, even if producers have to cast non-English stars to get their pictures financed. Now come two period films, The Painted Veil and Miss Potter, featuring three international actors, the Americans Renee Zellweger and Edward Norton, and the Australian Naomi Watts. They both make for decent escapist fare, but they'd be better, I think, if their Englishness wasn't in quotation marks. The Painted Veil is based on W. Somerset Maugham's 1925 novel, from an era in which white people fantasized about journeying to third world countries, tending to the sick, and discovering in the midst of death a higher calling. The film centers on a desperately bored flapper, played by Watts, whose plodding bacteriologist husband, played by Norton, discovers she's sleeping with a rake, played by Liev Schreiber. So he blackmails her into accompanying him to a rural Chinese village in the middle of a cholera epidemic. He makes her sleep in the bed of a missionary who expired a few weeks earlier. It's the sort of leisurely English movie where she takes a while to confront him about it.
I know you're angry at me, but if we could just try and talk about...
Honestly, I don't understand you. What is it that you want from me?
Perhaps I just want us to be a little less unhappy.
You're mistaken in thinking that I'm unhappy. I've far too much to do here to think of you very much at all.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I feel useless.
What do you propose that I do about
that? For God's sakes, Walter, will you stop punishing me? Do you absolutely despise me?
No, I despise myself.
Why?
For allowing myself to love you once.
Norton is unconvincing, to say the least, but these scenes are powerful anyway. The director, John Curran, made the marital psychodrama We Don't Live Here Anymore, which also featured Watts. And here he gets at something that Maugham glides over, the sadistic passive aggression of this repressed cuckold. He's so horrible that when his wife begins to register his selfless devotion to Chinese villagers and to find him attractive, it's quite bizarre. It's also way, way out of keeping with the movie's source. Maugham's heroine has a spiritual and religious awakening, not a romantic and sexual one. That said, The Painted Veil makes for a good old-fashioned widescreen diversion. And Naomi Watts is so open, so soulfully petulant, so transcendentally pretty, that even Maugham might reconsider the pleasures of the flesh. In Miss Potter, Renee Zellweger has rounded gerbil cheeks and squinched-up little eyes. She looks less like Beatrix Potter than a Beatrix Potter illustration. As she proved in Bridget Jones's Diary, she's in clover playing English girls. She snuggles herself inside her accent and blithely pops out her lines. She's dear enough to make this 19th-century biopic bearable, but you have to love the genre to sit through scene after scene of dialogue like, "Really, Beatrix? What young man is ever going to marry a girl with a face full of mud?" And on in scenes that make their biopic points and then skip biopicishly along. Beatrix is unmarried and, according to her snobbish mother, likely to remain so as long as she's always painting garden creatures with waistcoats and walking sticks instead of sensibly allowing herself to be courted. But her beasties are her friends, she insists, and by way of illustration, the director, Chris Noonan, who made Babe, brings them to cartoon life, often with a sprinkling of piano keys, like fairy dust. It's less cloying than it sounds, but the movie could use a touch of something less Beatrix Potterish. The focus shifts to the so-so tentative courtship of her insipidly sincere publisher, insipidly played by Ewan McGregor. Dark clouds loom. In a biopic, there's no such thing as an insignificant cough, and a character who goes out in the rain without a coat is signing his own death warrant. Miss Potter hardly deserves ridicule. It's rather sweet, with lovely Lake District vistas and a heartfelt endorsement of land conservation. And I'm happy that Zellweger got to traipse around the hills and dales, hugging a sketchbook to her chest and talking to cartoon ducks. It's a nice change from Cold Mountain, where she was wringing the necks of roosters. We all should have a chance to play English for a time.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.